Y'all feel like a big city, don't you?
It's been a great week for the city of Bryan.
It really has been a great week for the city of Bryan. Obviously, the announcement of Axis coming in, the pipe company, and that was obviously well received and good news. But actually, something else, and shows this probably appeals to a completely different group who wouldn't care anything about the pipe company. We're talking entertainment here.
Yes, we are talking entertainment. And as I'm sure everyone's heard, IMAX 3D will be coming to our Premier Cinema, and they are expected to have everything up and ready for fall of this year.
Wow. That's, again, if you've been to an IMAX, obviously you've had to go someplace else because IMAXs just are not in cities like this. If you've never been, it is an experience that is very hard to explain, and obviously putting it in a commercial theater, different. You know, I can remember different places I've been where museums sometimes were the first ones to get them. And so as a result, by having it there, there are a lot of big budget movies that come out in IMAX now. So, I mean, it's a great deal for Premiere, but also I think there'll be some opportunities for them to show some other movies that you might have seen in museums and such that are not so much for commercial purposes.
Right, yeah. I mean, you'll see across the gamut. You'll have your Hollywood entertainment, and you'll have your educational documentaries and so forth. So I know that they'll be working on bringing a variety when that comes.
Well, and the other thing that's neat is actually this area does not fit the population profile that you would expect for an IMAX.
No, we are going to be the first city under 200,000 to have one, and we'll be the only one in a 90-mile radius. Huh. And so that's key, because if you think about this community and where we're positioned, then all the little smaller communities around us now have Bryan College Station as a place to go for this type of experience.
One more reason for them to come here and spend their money, right?
Yes.
Now, what's the timeline that we have?
Okay, well, they actually start a construction. So the reason why you can't see it to the public is because they're renovating two screens that are already there. So they have already knocked out two separate rooms and making it into the one. The screen itself, an IMAX screen, I learned a lot yesterday about IMAX. But the screen itself is 72 feet wide, and it's curved on the ends. That's right. What gives you kind of that, you know,
enveloping feel.
Exactly. And it'll be 40 feet high. And so they're working diligently.
40 feet high.
I know.
Okay. That's pretty big.
Yes. Yes. It is very tall. And, you know, again, another thing I learned yesterday is Premiere is already, we already had plenty of space to build up. Uh-huh. And so the construction for this is going to take less than it would in maybe some other markets because they're not having to do as much demolition to get the space ready to fit the size of the theater that needs to be. But yeah, they'll be working on it over the summer, and they plan to have this ready to go early fall.
Wow.
I know. It's going to be fast.
It really is. That's outstanding. Well, all right. So, again, we'll hope for more good weeks. It's tough to get better than this one, though, right?
Yeah, no, it's been a great week. And like I said, as we get closer to when it'll be launching, be on the lookout. I know both the City of Bryan and Premiere, I'm sure, will be doing some sort of grand opening out there at the theater and invite the community out. And it'll be a great time for everybody.
Sounds good. Thanks for the time this morning.
Thank you.